What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
2 minutes more on that this morning. I could have played.
We're in legal hot water.
We're not.
Spotify.
What about it?
Yeah, we're
Spotify is gone forever. we're doing better on Apple Podcasts anyway. So yeah. Spotify,
don't
good
want to hear about it, do we?
We don't need you, Spotify. Yeah. You need us.
Prince, the artist. How about being known as the artist? out of Minneapolis, hometown.
Yep.
Yeah. Big fan of Prince. I'm having a hard time with the song. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm having a hard time. I thought it was better. Now you go back and listen to it, and I'm kind of struggling a little.
Be real.
I'm trying to be a little real right now. I'm like going, I don't know. But again, the print score puts it at a 7-2.
God.
The real score is going to be a 4-4-9.
Walk up?
No, not walk up. And again, I want to like it better. This is painful to me. Sometimes
because it's Prince.
Yeah,
we want to be upbeat. We have a big event tonight.
And Jake came out with a very average Prince song to try
We're
to get
a party tonight like it's 1999.
That was the theme. That was his theme.
Is that the theme?
Yeah, I can get it to a 4.99.
Okay.
4.99. Okay. So I'm
sure.
Yeah.
What? Why? What was this all about?
It's Prince.
It's Prince.
You said you guys like Prince. What's It's not my song. It's his song. I played his song that you guys are disparaging right now. The late, great Prince, by the way.
There's not much juice to that one at all. I mean, and it's really stock. Like, it's really, I mean, just really, what's the word I'm looking for? Cliche. We're going to party like it's 1990. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that gets, and I'm not like you guys. I'm not really a Prince fan at all. I don't like the song "When Doves Cry" is an odd song. I mean, it's just odd.
Don't you like Raspberry Beret?
Raspberry Beret is really good.
How could you dislike that song?
I like Raspberry Beret.
So happy and upbeat.
Yeah, sure.
I played that before. You gave it a decent score in the past.
Sure.
Yeah. And "When Doves Cry" is not gonna. I'm not gonna do a cartwheel over that one either.
No,
there's a weird line in that song. Animals strike curious poses. Yes. They see the heat between me and you. I'm like, whoa. The people, the animals in your home, when we're starting to get it on, strike curious poses.
That's so wrong.
Why? Okay. Anyway, 2.775. I could get
two straight days. You had a low score.
You're in a slump.
Yeah.
Tell that to Prince.
I thought you'd come with
Prince
something.
Prince is right here. What do you tell? You say to his face, 2.7?
R.I.P. by
to the lake. I know, to the late great Prince.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say right now. I'm gonna say right now, if Prince was with us, he'd look back and go, "That wasn't my best."
I wish I had written that song.
I have a hard time thinking he's gonna be like, "You guys remember I did 1999, don't you?" I don't think that's what he's saying. Raspberry Beret, yes,
that one. Yeah,
really curious choice by you today.
That's why it's a questionable song.
It is definitely. Yeah, you're right.
Rudy's score.
Rudy's score is gonna be low. It's gonna be a 4-2.
3-3 from Rudy. Yikes.
Woo!
Let's go to the text line,
Jake. Do they feel the same? Rod and South Lincoln, 8.5.
Bam! Look at
right
Jake.
Away.
Jake.
Yeah, Jake. Oh, so smirk. See him? See him? Oh, he flexed on us?
That's a smirk.
He flexed on us?
Sandmaster, 4-1. Okay, we're coming down. Yeah. John and Lincoln, 9.8. Classic.
John.
Vernon Dakin, 7-8. Lyle in Omaha, 7.5.
He's looking at us. He's giving us the stink eye.
I'm reading all of them. Brett Bertrand, 8.5. Fritz, 8.3. Casey and Seward turned it up, 7.9.
People like the song, Bill.
Now, Guilt Nerd, 1.2. Jake and Hickman, 4.4. Who, Clemens?
Bird!
8 from Bird. Bird goes
Are we missing something?
There's always a one or a two.
Jake, play it again.
I cannot do that.
Is there some historical significance to this song?
But Bird is always a one or a two. It's hard to get him up above
a
two.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Bird's all of a sudden is handing out scores. Handing them out.
You're not in a slump in Bird's eyes.
Yeah.
Chris, the well driller, 10 on that one.
Oh, wow.
10.
A 10.
Mike and Dalton, 7.25. Ryan in California, 7.3. Bill and Bennett, 2.1.
I want to see this. Are you making these up?
I just gave you a 2.1 there from Bill. Someone says, duh, a 10.
Jeez. A
10.
Duh.
Sanders, how far off are we?
Sanderson, 9.9. And he's critical sometimes, too.
Sandy and Bird.
Yeah.
Jennifer, 6. Hubby, 6.1. Okay. Jane says she was dancing in her horse barn listening to that. 9.5. In Wahoo.
Someone's listening to us in a horse barn.
In Wahoo.
That's incredible.
That's Jane?
Jane from Wahoo was listening to the song.
Where's the horse barn at?
It's in the Wahoo area. I don't know if it's in the city or where in Wahoo.
She's dancing in the barn.
Yeah. People are listening to us doing chores now.
That. Nick from Minnesota has to give it a high score because that's where Prince is from, 9.9.
Gosh, we're all wet.
Yeah, we are.
Pops in Minnesota.
This is
9.
On us.
You're like in a bean field right now.
Yeah.
Dave, 10. Froth, 10. Houston, 6.4.
This is incredible.
9.67. DeWitt Ron says you guys lost street cred today with these scores.
I'm gonna stick with my score. I'm not going to go away from it. Mm.
Let's see if YouTube agrees real quick.
Genghis?
Genghis, 8 on that one. Wow, Nels in Montana, 6.2. Robert, 8.45. Jacob, 7.8. Bolt, 6.5. Heyman, 5.7. East Lincoln West, 6.7.
Nels.
BWD says Prince, yuck, 2. That's a low score. Brandon, 3.2. Albert, 9. Chris, 2.3. Joe, Smoking Gun Joe, an 8.
Okay.
I'd say the average score's like a 6 today on there.
Probably higher than that, Jake. You nailed it. Jake nailed it.
Yeah, we were wrong.
The people spoke, and we were wrong.
I mean, we're not wrong.
Exactly. If it's an opinion, you're not wrong. But
last one. Trent from Sid Dillon, a 7. The dealership likes it. Well, they can advertise it. They like to. Come on, Sid Dillon.
Sid Dillon. Yeah,
we'll give you guys some credit on the show all the time.
Like Prince every day. For some free address, for some free advertising. What about step up a little bit?
Make it happen.
Yeah.
We can make that happen. Song of the day, Prince, 1999. Time for the mailbag.
The bag.
Here we go. The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh.
You won't get hacked with Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. 99% retention rate. Best part is the one-stop shop. Everything you need, IT, is Applied Connective. They manage all things IT, cybersecurity, and more. Free consultation is always available at AppliedConnective.com.
There's a big announcement at Applied Connect last night, kind of tied in with the Pat McAfee situation. And so they signed a 5-star here to Lincoln.
They did?
They signed a 5-star. Their number one target for who they wanted to hire, they got last night. They accepted the bid. His papers were signed.
No kidding.
They'll be reporting to duty here in Lincoln. Still looking for the 5-star for Norfolk. Need a Norfolk 5-star. But Will was been recruiting this person for probably a year and a half, and it all went down last night.
Closed it.
The announcement was made. Work starts Monday here in Lincoln.
Jeez.
The 5-star program is...
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off, your future self will thank you. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Working well. They're probably partying like it's 1999.
Probably are.
Apply Connective.
Yes.
Big party today.
Will's a closer, isn't he?
He's a closer, 100%.
Let's go to the bag. John up first says, good morning. Out of all of the professional sports, which do you think would be the most difficult to play and be good at? Is there one that stands out that's the most difficult to play and be good at of professional
sports? We're watching it.
Sports.
Like we're just watching it, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of two. I mean, but it would start with baseball.
That's what I'd say.
It's said forever. It's just like, okay, give you, you know, a round ball and a round bat and try to hit it square. So try that out. Then
let's go 96.
Or 103.
103, and it's moving. And also, they have to make plays in the field. So that's it.
I think the ball hurts.
Yeah. I think the skill set for golf is also just to be winning, not just to play.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I played and I was okay. No, to try to win, to try to be like successful,
yeah,
is mind blowing.
Golf
that you can stand on some places in a tournament, it'll be par five is 607 yards away, and I got to put this little ball in a hole within five strokes just to be even. And I'm like, that's a hard task.
I might go with tennis. They're out there for like 4 hours, sometimes 5 hours, these matches.
No, tennis.
I'm dead serious. You want to go out there and take a service going 120.
I didn't say it's not hard.
I say that's the least hard.
I'm not saying I'm playing professional.
I'm not saying I have a chance
to make the tour, but it's not.
But you don't have to be 6'8 to play it. You don't have to be 6'9.
Those guys are all very fit. They're on the court for hours.
This isn't like the...
They're serving at 120 at you, if not faster. It's even faster than a fastball. Going tennis.
How many times are you like at the...
Anybody want to back me up? Yeah. Text line here? Any breakers want to support me on this one?
Pick the easiest one.
There's no way that's the easiest one to be good at. No way. No way.
Every sport
is... pushing back. Yeah. But baseball, it would be very difficult. Yeah. Yes, I'm with
Jake.
You there.
Tennis is not going to win, just so you know.
Breakers, anybody want to help me out here on this one? Next up, Michael.
He went tennis.
Morning from Alabama. Tennis.
And Jake had the tough life of working at the country club. He's upset.
You have no idea how difficult elite tennis is.
We love you so much, but that was so bad.
It wasn't. I tell you.
I'm going to go tennis. If not tennis, cornhole.
You guys think tennis is just easy. It's not a hard
sport.
No,
I never said it was.
Never said it was easy. I didn't say it's going to be on the tour, maybe. But just no, Jake.
I think you're missing the boat in this one. Next up, Michael in Alabama says, morning. I've been in a rental car the past few weeks and I'm amazed at some of the features that have been developed that are getting into new cars. What is one modern feature that you would insert into your favorite car from better times? Oh. Is there a modern feature you would put into your favorite car from better times?
Go ahead, Bill. I got one in mind.
Go ahead.
Well, the push-in lighter.
Yeah,
that come out with a coil, and you know
that was incredible. It was
And then hardly ever worked. But it was.
And
when
then,
it did, you were like, whoa.
Here's the deal, too, Jake. It would pop.
It did, yes.
And that let you know it was ready to go.
Best of circumstances, yes, it would pop. It often didn't.
Sometimes it didn't. Right. Yeah, that was, it didn't.
But you'd push it in. Do you know what we're talking about?
I do know that.
Are you still reeling from your bad?
No, I have seen. I know what you're talking about.
Well, that and tennis.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I pushed it in before to see what would happen. I've used that. Okay. I've not used it myself in the car, but I have pushed
That's
it in.
That's a feature. What about you, Bill?
I'm trying to think.
Come on. There's one here. Evident one. There's a bad time.
Also, the back in the day was several of the cars had basically, they had two things. The Monte Carlo had a twist-out seat, and you could sit in it and you could twist, and the whole seat turned. It was a bucket seat.
There wasn't a lot of
There were a lot of those bucket seats. And then also, there's a bucket seat you sat in, and it turned, and you could just turn and step out of the car, Jake. And it was incredible. Also, there were there were seats also that completely reclined, completely flat. Completely, you could turn your car into a bed, and that was also a cool thing to have. But the bucket seat that you could turn and step out of was the Monte Carlo I remember the most. That's who had.
Well, let me ask you this: would you guys? It says what a modern thing you want in your old car. Would you want Sirius in your your old car?
100
Is that a feature you'd want?
Yeah, will. I will never not have it now. That will be the only kind of perk in my life that I'll always have.
There's something that's come up in the new truck that. I didn't know about.
What's that?
If it starts to mist or rain, the wipers automatically come on. You don't turn them on. There's a sensor in the...
I have not seen that
There's
yet.
A sensor in your window.
But that is
that
amazing.
Tells you that there is some rain. And it, all of a sudden, I'm like, all of a sudden...
I turned that on?
And nope. I'm like, nope, did not turn it on. And I checked, it's on off, but it has a sensor inside of it.
You're driving some pretty high-end trucks. You
and
are.
So that's not really true. It just has
a
sensor.
You're driving a couple
it's
of
just,
them.
It's just a sensor.
So
basically, here's the best part of the segment is it was 100 that we were supposed to say what we'd like to have had backwards. Right. And me and Sip just went to better times.
What you liked about your old car.
We wanted to talk about a lighter and a bucket seat that twisted.
You were allowed to bring something from now to the past. No. Decided to go to the past completely.
We wanted to bring the past back to us. So we wanted to have lighters and bucket seats.
With an ashtray. I prefer an ashtray.
We're smoking here.
Anthony in Sabetha, Kansas. Good morning, guys. My wife and I have four kids, all with birthdays in July.
Jeez. Okay.
We're currently talking about what to get them for each for their birthday. Do you have a favorite gift from when you were a kid? We've done this before. Is there one that stands out? A favorite gift from childhood?
A lot of gifts that were good.
Yeah, it's real simple, especially if it's an event that's in all these in July. This there's not a gift. You don't buy a gift. You do an event. You go somewhere. It's a group birthday, and you have something small, maybe like on day of whatever. But it's a group day. We're going to Worlds of Fun. We're going to this. We're going someplace. That was what I remember the most. Also, about the coolest birthdays were like just going fishing, doing this. I mean that's what. A gift. It's got to be the only gift that, like I said, that mattered to me was when I got my dog Velvet, because that was a 13-year gift. But there's very few gifts that you get. That are remarkable. For graduation, my uncle Tracy gave me a lifetime permit to hunt.
That's a good gift.
So I use that every year. And every year, I remember my uncle Tracy because he gave me that gift for graduation.
It's a good gift.
And so every year when I go to get my license, guess what? Already got one. It's need some stamps. And I have a plaque and everything that I got with it. So that's cool. It's got to be something like that. But if it's just like, it was the coolest shirt I ever got. Yawner.
I just got a lot of stuff. I can't think of anything. Just a ton of stuff, though, that was good. I was excited. But there was always stuff that excited me. Like, just something as simple as a ball glove would freak me out, you know?
Long-lasting.
Ball glove. Yeah.
I think playing golf my birthday is the best gift.
You like that?
Just going on the golf course. Mom and dad.
You are a golfer.
Yeah, it's fun.
You are a golfer.
I play a lot of golf.
How do you do
that? Enjoy golf. Yes.
How do you do that with your mom and dad? Because if you don't play well, you get very angry. So you there's no.
There's
not,
been situations that have been very uncomfortable on the course before.
Yeah. So Jake he gets angry. Birthday's ruined.
This is still brought up to this day by my parents. Nice. It was not my birthday, but we went golfing one time. Yeah. I had a really bad first hole, half of the first hole, and I said, What? Shirt's too tight. And we went home. I was playing bad golf. The shirt's too tight.
We played one hole.
I played three shots. And this is not going to work out. Shirt's too tight. That was my excuse. We went home.
You went home. And then didn't go back to the course.
This is probably middle school.
Yeah.
And they still to this day, if they'll bring up his shirt too tight today.
I couldn't imagine as Jake is
that
off.
That is beautiful.
As horrible. Jake comes back,
shirt's
goes
too tight.
To
we got
to
go home.
We didn't, we didn't go back. I imagine being the parents looking at each other at this time like, did that just happen?
Yep.
Our son just went.
We were golfing. He quit after half of a hole.
Half a hole. He quit because his shirt was too tight.
That's what he said.
How do we? What do
it
we?
Makes me so happy when you tell those stories.
How do we address?
It's embarrassing, but it happened.
It's not that embarrassing.
They bring it up to this day. This is 20 some years ago, and still brought up to this day, and rightfully so.
Your shirt was too tight.
If I'm playing bad golf, was shirt too tight today or not? Yeah. Thank you.
I'm glad you told that.
You're welcome. That is the mailbag, sponsored by Applied Connective Technologies. By the way, someone said for the toughest sport, hockey or bull riding would be a very tough one.
Ooh, bull riding.
If you went to just straight
danger.
Danger, gotcha. Jake, it's not tennis, so you know.
I got some support on the text
line
for tennis.
Did you now?
I did, yes.
So if someone said, hey, listen, you're going to try to make it in professional sports, you got to pick one, tennis or bull riding? Well, I'm going to probably, I think the 99.9, I'm going to give that tennis a shot. I'm not doing the bull riding. Not doing that.
You got a big racket.
Jake,
I will have some more
racket.
Supporters. Tennis players of Lincoln and around. Please, Jake, back me up on this.
Do you play in the rain, Jake? No, we don't.
Not in the winter either.
Not in the winter either.
Unless we play indoors.
Play indoors. Yeah, we got to play inside. Oh, Jake.
Hour two is next. Early break on the ticket.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.